Agricultural officials are preparing to release rules to restrict movement of potentially infected coffee plants from island to island following the discovery of a devastating leaf rust that could wreak havoc on our coffee industry. Kevin Hoffman is the plant industry administrator with the State Agriculture Department. He says the two worst pests that threaten farmers are the coffee borer beetle, which has already made its way here, and the coffee leaf rust, despite efforts to keep them out of the islands.
It was first found on a small farm in the Haiku area, and subsequently we found it pretty much along the whole East Coast. You know, we found it at a residence, we found it on several areas where Faro coffee was growing.
And then how did the one on the Big Island get discovered?
For the Big Island, it was in response to the one on Maui, which is the one where the grower turned in the samples. It was starting to affect their crop. In response to that, we started surveys on all islands. The first detection, or presumptive detection, again, hasn't been by USDA yet, but was in an older residential neighborhood in Hilo. Just, coffee is grown all over the place. You know, you have commercial plantings, you have lots of Faro coffee, and you have lots of coffee that's at residences just as ornamentals and stuff. And so the Hilo one was a kind of a drive-by, saw the coffee in the front yard, saw some symptoms, and so collected the samples that way.
So what should we be on the lookout for? If you have a coffee plant and it's starting to look distressed, how do you know if you've got rust?
Rust has some symptoms that are somewhat similar to a disease we already have here, which is Cercospora, a leaf spot. So it forms like kind of yellowish lesions on the leaves, and then the centers can get brown. For the leaf spot, the Cercospora that we already have here, those lesions are usually fairly circular. For the coffee rust, coffee leaf rust, the lesions are often irregular.
Okay, and the best thing to do is what? Just strip the plant of its leaves and bag it properly?
The leaf rust is highly mobile. You can pick it up by just brushing against one of these lesions. It also moves by wind, and also when it rains, the raindrops can move it around. And so it's airborne and waterborne. So you have some diseased leaves. You take the diseased leaves off, but the spores are probably still there on other parts of the plant just because they've been blown there.
I guess the best thing, though, if you see something, you probably want to just get a sample of it and take it into somebody who knows.
And what we're asking people to do, because we don't want them to spread it around, is to take pictures of the symptoms and then email those to us. And from those, we can get a good idea whether it probably is or probably isn't. And then we can arrange to get a sample if we think it is, just to minimize the movement of the rust around the island.
Talk about the damage that this leaf rust has caused in other places where they've got a thriving coffee industry.
Yeah, so the disease basically caused necrosis on the leaves, and so the leaves gradually lose the ability to photosynthesize, and that kind of cuts off the energy to the plant, causes the leaves to drop off, the plant goes into decline, doesn't produce berries like it used to, and it can result then in the death of the plant too. So in some areas, they've documented crop loss from between 30% to 80%.
And that's scary if you're talking Kona coffee and Hawaii coffee in general.
Right.
So how early then did we find this on Maui? Do you know?
It's hard to say. I know we have records that University of Hawaii went through that area, but didn't necessarily stop at. I think they only stopped at one location during an island-wide survey back in 2015 and didn't see any. But again, if it was at a low levels, they might not have. Yeah, it's really hard to say how long it's been here, but certainly I think been here more than a year.
Okay, but currently then we have started doing surveys of just coffee on all the islands.
Right. What we're trying to do is not spread it around. So we're doing surveys like residential areas and wild areas, Faro coffee, then asking growers to survey their own fields, because we don't really want to be going in, picking up accidentally in one grower's field and transporting it to another.
And how do we treat this rust?
There's a number of insecticides that are registered for use against it. Most of them are based on copper. And actually, they're also effective against the Cercospora, the leaf spot, so that's why they're registered in Hawaii already.
Okay, so they just need to check with the Agriculture Department about what the best...
Yeah, we have working closely with the University of Hawaii Cooperative Extension Service. Andrea Kawabata is the coffee specialist with them. She just posted on her website some management guidelines that has a list of registered pesticides.
Okay, and is there anything else that you're asking people to be on guard for?
Yeah, just again, kind of be aware of potential symptoms on their plants. And if they do see those, take pictures and send them in to us.
Does this rust spread mainly during wet season?
It spreads during wet season. It actually does better in higher humidity. So if it's kind of rainy for a few weeks, that's good for the rust. But it's also windborne. It can spread, you know, get a windy day and it's going to move it around. And then it's also, you pick it up just by contacting a lesion. So you can be on your clothes, you can move it that way, or on vehicles where it gets blown onto. So it's a very, very difficult thing to try and contain because of that, because it has so many ways to disperse itself.
Okay, but it's just bad news, just, you know, between the coffee borer and this thing.
Right. And they kind of attack two different parts of the plant, but they have the same effect, because the coffee berry borer attacks the bean itself, so it damages it directly. This attacks the rest of the plant, especially the leaves, so it knocks down the energy that the plant is producing, so it produces fewer beans.
So it weakens it in general.
Yeah, so the plants are getting hit by two different ways. We're working on trying on rules to restrict movement of articles that might be infested with the fungus from areas where we know it's at, for example, Maui and the Big Island, to those islands where we haven't found it yet, for example, Oahu and Kauai.
That was Kevin Hoffman, Plant Industry Administrator with the State Department of Agriculture. He was talking about how he hopes to curb the spread of coffee leaf rust that has been confirmed on Maui. It's currently awaiting verification of a suspected case in Hilo on the Big Island. For links, head to our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.